Monument Road. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 74. Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot, high 95.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
It's a Tuesday afternoon, and Dan is here, and he's got a special guest today and some great topics involving insurance. It's Dan the Insurance Man, and we're live and local here in Jacksonville. As a reminder, you can call us anytime this hour, 904-831-0600. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, AJ. Thanks so much. Good afternoon, Jacksonville. You're on the air with Dan the Insurance Man. We are talking about all things insurance. I have a special guest with me today, Debbie Rowe with American Integrity Insurance. We're going to be talking about their homeowner type policies for condominiums, for mobile homes, for manufactured homes, for traditional homes that you have, and then we're gonna end the show on the last segment with flood insurance. But as always, you can call, regardless of what we are talking about here on the show, you can call and ask any insurance question you may have. And again, that number is 831-0600. And welcome, Debbie.
Thank you, Dan. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. And I appreciate the opportunity to talk about American Integrity's products. Today, we're going to go over condo policies. We're going to go over a homeowner policy. Rental property is insured under a dwelling. And then at the last segment, we are going to go over flood. I do want to tell the customers that American Integrity has a large suite of products. These are our flagship policies because they're the most common. But we do offer an umbrella. We offer golf cart. We offer boat. And we offer a renter's policy for tenant occupancy and apartment buildings. But these are the policy form types that we're going to go over today for people who own their homes, people who rent homes, people who have condos, and anyone who needs flood insurance. So I believe we're going to start with the condos.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I've got some notes here. You'll go pretty far up in age for a condominium.
Absolutely. Our condo policies, if you have a 75-year-old condo building, that's still acceptable with American Integrity. We'll take a look at it. We want to make sure that the updates are there. And typically in condos, you're going to have a homeowner association or a condo association that collects the condo association fee, and they keep reserves for the building, the upkeep and maintenance of the roof, the upkeep and maintenance of the buildings. They already have contracts out in their condo docs that are going to help you out with knowing where you're going to get the coverage for your electric, et cetera. So all of that is already handled. And we just want to make sure that the updates are there and they're not all 75 years old. We want them to have updates. But other than that, yeah, absolutely. We'll write them all the way up to 75 years. And that's not uncommon in the Jacksonville area, in the Northeast area, because Florida started to be developed in the North area, you know, in the 50s. You know, it didn't start, you know, into Orlando until they invented air conditioning. Orlando, Tampa, and South Florida then had air conditioning. And so that's when the boom started there. So North Florida has a large market where condos have more age on them than in 1990 or 1980. So yeah, talk to Dan, ask him about if you have an aged condo. Yeah, absolutely. American Integrity is going to be a market for you.
So, and you're pretty much going to find, I guess, like here in the north, in the Jacksonville area, you're going to see a lot of the older condos, kind of like maybe in the San Marco area where they've converted some buildings into condominiums or some
Absolutely.
Large homes into a little condo.
Yes, condo absolutely.
Setup.
That is a market for us. And that is an area. It's beautiful. It's there's the historic neighborhoods.
Right.
Where they've taken the apartment buildings and they've converted them to condos. Yes, we're absolutely an insurance company who can talk to you about having a condo insured in that area.
All right. And then what, in general, what type of coverage limits do you have on your condo policy.
So American Integrity, a condo, I'm going to explain it this way. So if you take your condo in your hand and you turn it upside down and you shake it, and everything that falls out, that's called contents. Everything that's still in your hand that didn't fall on the floor, that's the building items. So you own the interior walls from the drywall in, and all of the kitchen cabinets, the everything that's attached to the condo, like your bathroom fixtures, again, like the kitchen cabinets, that's going to be covered under your building items. So that's one section of coverage that you get on a condo. Another section of coverage that you have on a condo is the contents. That's your furniture. That's the stuff that's not attached. But for the condo, the maximum coverage on the condo for the building items is our minimum is $25,000, and we also insure if you have a nice condo. It's a high value home, elite condo. $1 million on the building items. And I've seen those before. They're in gated communities. They're sometimes on the beach where they've imported the tile. They have, you know, extra features. They've got the crown molding. They have the imported tile on the wall. I even had one condo that had leather flooring in the man's study. So there's going to be some condos out there where you're going to actually have just building items alone. That's the attached part of the condo, drywall in, that's going to max out at $1 million. And we're one of few carriers, insurance companies, that actually go that high on condos. Most of them stop at $500,000. Some stop at $300,000. And so if you do have a high-value condo, please talk to Dan. We're one of the markets that's going to be an option for you. The contents... That's the furniture, you know, your dishes, your towels, your clothes, the kitchen table, the living room, the TV. That limit with American Integrity, your minimum is going to be $5,000 on that, and we do offer all the way up to $500,000. One of the additional things that American Integrity does offer on the condo is if you have jewelry that you want to schedule on the condo policy, you get special coverage on your jewelry, and so that's also an available option for you. The limit... Dan can set you up with $30,000 in coverage on your jewelry. If you need more than that, Dan just needs to talk to American Integrity and we can set you up. So those are some limits on the actual physical part of your condo. Then any homeowner or condo policy is also going to include liability. So we do offer liability limits for you on the condo. And they are going to be, the minimum is $100,000. And then we also go up to $300,000 on the condo. MedPay, that's medical payments. For liability, you actually have the homeowner, the condo owner, has to be proven negligent for an injury that he was aware that there was something wrong and he didn't take any action on it, and there still ended up being an injury anyway. So you have to be proven negligent. But in medical payments, you don't. So on medical payments, we go from $1,000 to $5,000, and that's just upfront money. If there's an injury, the insured is not negligent. There, that's going to have coverage for him if someone's injured on his condo.
Right. So with a medical payment, negligence doesn't even come into play. It doesn't matter who's at fault. You just call the insurance company and you say, Jane Doe slipped and fell, broke her leg, and they'll make the initial payments to the emergency room. And we've got music, so we're coming to the end of our first segment. We'll still take calls about condos. We're probably gonna jump over and talk about dwelling policies for mobile homes and such, and manufactured homes and for rental properties. So we'll talk about dwelling policies, and then if you need to, reach out, 831-0600. And then if you need to reach out to me, Dan, the insurance man, you can do that at 904-730-3900, or reach out to me through the website, healthinsurancethomas.com.
All right, Dan, we'll be right back with Dan, the insurance man, and his special guest, Debbie Rowe. All right here, it's The Last Word in Insurance on a Tuesday afternoon on Talk Radio WBOB.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
Stay cooler with Bueller.
Never complain about the Florida heat again. When it comes to superior service, Bueller Air Conditioning is at the top of the class. From heating and cooling to indoor air quality and maintenance plans, you'll always receive grade A service. And it shows with a 5-star rating. Bueller Air Conditioning, excellent and trusted. The coolest AC guys in the business, serving Jacksonville and the beaches.
Remember to stay cooler with Bueller. Visit BuellerAir.com. License number CAC 1816716.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan, the insurance man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
It's Everything Insurance with Dan, the insurance man, this afternoon right here on Talk Radio WBOB. And you can ask him any question about insurance or on topic, off topic. And, of course, Debbie Rowe's got more information for you. So, Dan, let's get back to it.
All right. Thanks, AJ. All right. So, last segment we were talking about condos. If you have a question and about condos, don't be shy. Give us a call, 831-0600. We're happy to answer those questions for you. But here in this segment, the second segment, we're gonna start with the dwelling policies. Those are basically policies that you would use for rental properties or homes where you're not necessarily looking to have a whole lot of coverage. You just need something to make sure that if it burns to the ground or a hurricane blows it away, you have the ability to rebuild the property. So Debbie, let's start.
That's actually one of the unique features from American Integrity. Normally, a rental property is designed for tenant occupancy, so it doesn't provide as much or as replete of coverage as the homeowner policy does for an owner-occupied dwelling. But many times you can get a rental property dwelling and it's less expensive than the homeowner policy. So many of the times you're, if you need to save premium, talk to Dan. We're one of the markets that will allow you to have the rental property policy active for your own house that you live in. We're one of few carriers that allow that, but sometimes it's a difference of $1,000 in premium. And so if you're price sensitive or you're price shopping, American Integrity can offer that to you where other carriers can't. Other insurance companies won't offer that to you. They will steer you right towards the HO3 or the homeowner policy. American Integrity will let you have the rental property policy even if you live in the house, even if it's your primary residence where you live. So that's one of the distinguishing features about American Integrity, where we set ourselves apart. We'll allow that.
So if somebody wants to insure their home, but they're not so much, they don't really care too much about the personal contents.
That's an option.
Then a dwelling policy is a great option for them because they can come in and they can say, well, I want zero content coverage.
Yes.
I don't care about my contents. I just care about the walls, the roof.
Yep. If they want to have, if they want to start trimming coverages, if they want to, if they're comfortable with the types of events that happen that you can get coverage for, there's two different dwelling policies. They're called dwelling policies for rental properties. One's a dwelling form one. That is kind of a basic policy. The coverages are limited. You're limited on your contents. There's a DP3. It matches the homeowner policy, but it doesn't have as much embedded in the contract. And so there's going to be some coverages that you don't get on a dwelling policy that you would get on a homeowner policy. So as long as you understand those differences, talk to Dan and he'll explain those to you. You can go down from, you know, I know I can get you a dwelling form one for like $500. So it's something that you can talk to your agent about if you're price sensitive and you're price shopping. That's something that American Integrity can do for you. And on the basic policy, you can endorse that to get coverage for water. You can endorse it to get coverage for vandalism, et cetera. They're also a really nice option for you if you are a landlord and you own rental properties. American, that's the intent of the policies, and of course they work really well in that that avenue. There's a couple of things that set American Integrity apart, again, from other carriers. If you're having problems getting coverage for your home because of the roof and the roof age, a lot of carriers, a lot of insurance companies are steering towards limiting you to 10-year-old roof. Some of them will allow 12 years. Some of them will allow 15. American Integrity will allow you to have a 25-year-old architectural shingle roof, and we will allow a 20-year-old composition shingle roof. Not many insurance companies are doing that anymore. We're actually one of your go-to insurance companies if you have some rental properties and their roofs have set a little bit of age on them. We want the roof to be in good condition, but we are a market. We're still an insurance company that will allow the property with an older roof to be insured.
And your dwelling policies have some pretty good coverage limits.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So your the dwelling policy form one has $500,000.
Yes.
And then the form three, which is also known as a DP3, dwelling policy three, that goes up to $1 million.
Yes, so, absolutely. Yes.
Mean, you can still put a pretty expensive house on that on form three, have, I want to say, at least 90% of the coverage of a traditional homeowner's policy.
Right.
And still be able to save some money.
Absolutely. Yes, it is an all risk. The dwelling property three is an all risk policy that's similar to the house, to the homeowner policy. And so there's all risk is on the house itself. The contents has coverage. You have to buy replacement cost for the contents, but that's also has the similar coverage that the homeowner policy has. So the dwelling three policy, if you're a homeowner and you're getting the rental property as an owner occupied policy, my recommendation, and talk to Dan about this, it really is at a case by case basis, but I recommend the dwelling policy form three, the deluxe. The basic is always there if you're still trying to save some money. even more money, but the dwelling three is probably the better line for you to go if you do have an owner-occupied rental property that you want to buy from Dan. the contents limit, that's where you get to have the option of not having any contents, but on the basic form, the dwelling policy one, your contents limit can go up to 50% of coverage A of the house amount. So if you have, let's say you have $100,000 on the house on your dwelling policy one, the basic, you can get $50,000 on contents, but you don't have to take $50,000. You can take an amount lower than that, or you can take none. And so that's where you're going to be able to save some premium on the dwelling forms if you want to have an owner occupied. I want to pause here and talk about the dwelling policies and investors. So our dwelling, we also offer a vacant policy form. Again, American Integrity is the only insurance company that offers the vacant product. You'll be able to get it through the Lloyd's markets. That's called excess and surplus. They're not regulated by the state. And so your rate's going to be fluctuating based on what the supply and demand is. It's always going to be available for you, but you're going to be paying, you know, whatever supply and demand is from the Lloyd's markets. Sometimes they shut down because they can't make enough money off of a particular house. So American Integrity is here. Our rates are regulated by the state. That's called an admitted carrier. So American Integrity is regulated by the state because we're filed with the state. And so our rates are going to pretty much stay steady. So we're not going to just arbitrarily raise your rates on you. So it's a more stable policy than the Lloyd's markets. So I like to preface that because if you are an investor and you buy and flip homes, American Integrity is a good option for you because we allow that on our vacant policy. You can't get that insured on your regular dwelling rental property because it doesn't presume that the house is vacant, but you can get one of those insured with American Integrity. So if you are an investor, talk to Dan. American Integrity is a good option for you. We allow that house to be renovated. We can't have you put on square footage, though. That's the only thing. You have to keep the same footprint, same interior walls. But you can change out the flooring, you can change out the kitchen cabinets, you can change the bathrooms up, you can put a new roof on. You can have construction going on there in a renovation fashion for that house for you to buy and flip homes. We'll also allow you, if you have your properties in your corporation name or a limited liability or an entity, you can get the insurance, the liability on the policy also. Not only are we covering the home, the property, but we are also covering the liability. Many investors will go with an OL&T, that's an owner, landlord, and tenant policy. There's good options, but you really pay a lot for it. So American Integrity can give you an option on that. If you're price sensitive and you want to take a look at saving some premium, many times when you add a property on an owner, landlord, and tenant policy under the general liability, you're paying $2,000 for that property. With American Integrity, you can get the same thing for $750. That includes the liability and the coverage for the house. So think of that if you're an investor, especially because all of our policies, all of our dwelling forms have that option. And no matter how many houses that you own, for instance, American Integrity has one customer who has 160 policies insured with us. Most carriers limit you to 5. Some of them let you have 10. That way you have all of your coverage with one company and you feel more in charge of what your entire property exposure is.
And then you can also have a metal roof on your house.
Yes, metal. Tile, yeah, clay tile.
And that has even the metal roof has even a longer...
A 40 years.
Look
yes,
back.
So absolutely.
As long as it's within 40 years.
It is, absolutely. Our dwelling products, it's a flagship. They really do well in Northeast Florida.
All right, guys, we have the music. I've got 30 seconds. So again, we've got all our lines open. Feel free to give us a call, 831-0600, to ask us an insurance question. And again, We got Debbie Rowe with American Integrity, and she will be happy to answer any of the homeowner questions. And if you've got a question about anything else, I will answer that.
All right, Dan. Right back to Dan, the insurance man. But first, we have some info for you, all coming up here.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. John Sanders is stepping down as of July 5th as the acting commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection amid outrage over his agency's treatment of detained migrant children. CBP is the agency that apprehends and first detains migrant parents and children crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump is confident when the Iranians are ready to talk, they'll contact him. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Mr. Trump says Iran still takes his threat seriously, even after he decided against approving strikes in retaliation for Tehran's downing of more than a $100 million American surveillance drone that was flying over the Strait of Hormuz. In Kabul, meeting with Afghanistan officials, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is optimistic a peace agreement can bring an end to a 17-year war in that country that can be reached before September the 1st. The war in Afghanistan is America's longest running. This is SRN News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Still major delays on the north side because of a multi-vehicle accident on I-95 southbound at 295 West Beltway, blocking the left lane. Also another crash on the West Beltway, 295 northbound at Duval Road, and an accident on Butler Boulevard eastbound at Kernan could slow you down. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 74. Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot, high 95.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
I'm John Scott in for Lou Dobbs. Consumer confidence was down last month. New home sales dropped nearly 8%. Those stories next.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Mixed economic news today, including the Conference Board's Index of Consumer Confidence tumbling in June. The drop was unexpected, given recent declines in the cost of gasoline and other goods, as well as the surging stock market. New home sales fell nearly 8% in May, with the biggest drops in the pricier western states and in the Northeast. But the Commerce Department says sales of existing homes rebounded in May, and lower mortgage rates may turn around new home sales fairly quickly. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow Jones Industrial lost 179 points. The S&P lost 28. The Nasdaq lost 121 points. General Motors will invest over $4 billion in its assembly plants in Texas, Michigan, and Indiana. This is in preparation for the launch of GM's next generation of SUVs and pickups. Please join us for Lou Dobbs tonight at 7 and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Well, we all need insurance, and you've got the answers to the questions you might have all afternoon long, every Tuesday between 5 and 6. Here's Dan, the Insurance Man, with the info you need.
Hey, thanks, AJ. All right, guys, we are back from the break, and we will be talking about traditional homeowner policies. The phone number to call in, and we have all the lines open at the moment, is 831-0600. And again, if you need to reach me off the air, you can do that at 904-730-3900. And or reach out to me off the air at healthinsurancethomas.com, and you can do that through the online chat feature or just going to the contact us page and shooting me an email. All right, Debbie, so let's kind of pick up on the homeowner policies. I was kind of reviewing it a little bit here, and you go back pretty far with homes. They can be built up to 1900, right. So a little over 100 years old now. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. So that's pretty generous.
Yeah, we're very proud of that. Our regular market is 75 years old, but if you have a house that's insured for a minimum of $250,000, we will also write that all the way back to 1900. And so work with Dan on that. Call Dan. Work with that if you haven't, especially in some of the historic areas in Jacksonville. And even doesn't have to be in a historic area, but we do write up to 1900. I have some of the homes that are that age in Palatka. I have them in a downtown Jacksonville area. I have them sometimes in Lake City, in Nassau County. So if you do have a home, age is 1900 all the way back to 1900 or newer, American Integrity can be an option for you on that. Check with Dan. And I want to also kind of segue in, because Dan and I were talking on the break about American Integrity's ability. You get full water coverage on your older homes. American Integrity does want to make sure that there's some updates in your house. For instance, we don't want the plumbing, you know, to be, you know, back from the 1950s or what have you. So there needs to be some updates. And most of the Florida market and customers know about a four-point inspection. Those are inspectors that go out and they check out the roof, get the condition and the age of the roof. They report on the electric, condition and age of the electric. They report on the HVAC, condition and age of the HVAC, and the plumbing. And so provided that the four-point comes back satisfactory, you get full water coverage. Insurance companies will take away water coverage because it's an unknown. And so they want to pin down, and that's how they can secure a rate for you to get full, better water coverage on a home that's aged. They just want to make sure that everything is up to date. There's no leaking, you know, active leaking in the roof. The roof's going to last for a little while. The plumbing's not going to burst, et cetera. So as long as that's met, American Integrity allows full water coverage. Now, let me take a moment to pause here and explain the difference. You can always get $10,000. You can request $10,000 worth of water coverage in the beginning of the policy if you're writing a brand new policy. You talk to Dan and you have this house that you want to insure. You can get $10,000 quoted. If you want to have full coverage, that means whatever your contents limit is, whatever your home limit is, if the roof leaks, et cetera, you have that amount of coverage. And so it's the maximum. It's very complete coverage. So talk to Dan about that and make sure that you understand how that works moving forward, and you can get that coverage with American Integrity. So I just wanted to kind of touch on that because we do offer that. And a lot of carriers don't. Most carriers will, but some carriers won't offer that. But American Integrity will give you the full water coverage, which is just the way to insure your house.
That's very good. And as a matter of fact, we do have someone on the line that has a question about the flood insurance along with homeowners insurance. It's Mr. Perry. Perry, you there?
Yes, yes. What it is you know how the people that owns your finance and that will sell back and forth. Well, it was sold to another company. Well, they required flood insurance. How does that zone work? Or I was told that if it rated like 0 or 1 or something like that, it was not required. Can you fill me in on how that works as far as zones? I'm in Georgia, and the house is in North Georgia, but
yeah. Well, with the National Flood Program, they'll have they've done studies, and then they have elevation reports. So if your floodplain is considered an X, then it's considered a non-flood. It's considered a non-flood area. So the $250,000 of coverage on your home with $100,000 of content coverage will run you about $482 a year.
Okay.
That was
about what I paid, but I didn't understand how one company, you know, didn't require it, and then when somebody bought it, they required it, and when they quoted it the first time, it was like $1,500 and something. But I mean, I got it from my homeowner's insurance itself, you know, got it for like $480. But I was told you didn't have to have it if it was X. It was not required, but I'm not up to date on that, and at that time didn't have time to fight it.
Well, each mortgage company is a little different on what they require. So that's why you're getting one mortgage company owns your mortgage note, and then they bundled it and they sold it to another company.
Right.
And then that new company, their policy is, well, we don't care. We want all of our homeowners to have flood insurance.
You know, Mr. Perry also, and this is Debbie Rowe speaking, some of the FEMA flood maps were redrawn. So I don't know if that's actually happening in your area. It may not be something that you're even aware of, but mortgage companies do a little bit of background search on the actual house that they've just bought the mortgage on. And so if you had, unknown to you, if you had your flood zone changed, because FEMA just redid it because of the huge flooding in Texas. Just Florida has a lot of flooding. Just flooding has been happening. And so that gives them new data to work from to see where floods are actually going to happen. And some X zones, I know in Florida at least, because my market and my expertise is in Florida, some of those X zones flooded. And so that's new data for the government flood program to know that, hey, well, this area floods now. So they've redrawn some of the boundaries, and you might even just if you have a corner of your property, because this has happened to some of my Florida customers, if you just have a corner of your property, the parcel, not even touching your house, but just a corner changed from X to an A zone or an AE zone, they will require flood insurance just because of that corner.
It was odd. I mean, we do have a stream on the property, but the house is 60 feet up a mountain.
Yeah, good grief. Yeah. They just make things black and white, and that does sound way off the charts. It's a black and white thing. If your property line touches an A or an AE zone, or they call them a non-standard zone, your X zone is considered preferred. But if any part of your parcel touches the flood zone, then they make you have the flood for the entire policy. I would check with your mortgage, though, to see the new mortgage company and just get there. Since I don't, Dan or myself, we didn't get to see all the documents, et cetera. So check with your mortgage company and see if there's something that they can do for you.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Perry. Have a great day. So the other thing that I noticed is you guys will do elevated homes, so like homes on stilts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's, I'm going to make a little bit of a distinction here, because there's a raised foundation where there's a crawl space. American Integrity will do that, but the crawl space has to be enclosed with a hard surface. That could be bricks or masonry. That's ideal. I've seen an underwriter okay it with T111 or some kind of a siding, the wood siding on the home, et cetera. That's a raised foundation. That's just like a crawl space where it's only raised off the ground by a foot, or, you know, how it's a small raise. So that is a house that American Integrity could do, but we do want that foundation to be enclosed. That just helps not having the vermin get under there and chew the wires up, et cetera, and just damage the plumbing. The other thing is we actually write coverage with stilts. If you have pilings, that's also acceptable, but the house has to be 2002 or newer.
Okay. And from a stilt standpoint, how high up is there a limit?
I imagine there's really not a limit, and it's not stated in any of our documents or underwriting requirements. I imagine it goes by the county code and the flood area there.
All right, and I've got music, and AJ's holding up 30 seconds. So, again, if you have a question for us, 904-831-0600. And then if you want to reach me, Dan, the insurance man off the air, 904-730-3900.
All right, Dan and his special guest are going to be right back here. Dan, the insurance man, with the last word in insurance on a Tuesday afternoon on Talk Radio, WBOB.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boater's insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan, the insurance man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Here we are starting our last segment. This hour is kind of heading fast by. That's all I can tell you what.
I know. I was thinking of that myself, AJ.
I agree.
It just started and now we're almost over.
And you've been packed with information. So if you're listening now, we are live and local in Jacksonville with Dan, the insurance man. His guest is Debbie, and we are answering your questions. 831-0600 if you have something you'd like answered right now, and Dan can give you the number if you want to reach out to him, and so can Debbie to her business.
All right, and again, we got all our lines open, so the number to call is 904-831-0600 to get your insurance question answered. Don't be shy, give us a call. So we're gonna kind of pick up on the traditional homeowner policy, because American Integrity offers several things that a lot of the other companies don't provide. Another one is acreage. People Absolutely. That have acreage that maybe have 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or, I don't know, maybe 50 acres or 100 acres. But, you know, there are some caveats. There are some stipulations with American Integrity. But let's say that you own, but let's just keep it at five or 10 acres, and let's say you have some cows that you put on your property to get a tax credit for farm use on of the land, but American Integrity will help you, will cover it.
Yeah, thank you for asking that. That is a market that we do. The American Integrity starts at 5 acres. Talk to Dan about 5 acres. That's fabulous. We write that all day long. We want you to have 1 acre per large animal. So we don't want to have 20 cows on 5 acres of land. So if you have 5 cows and you have 5 acres of land, that's the right formula with American Integrity. You can't use your cows or any other animal that you might have. For instance, some of my clients have horses. Talk to Dan about this. You can't have 4-H riding lessons. You can't do anything commercial with your horses. They have to be for your own use and pleasure. Cows, you can't have, you can't store other people's cows on your property. Can't have, the stable for other people's horses on your property. Has to be your use only.
So it's a non-business type of thing. Yeah. It's your residence. And now is there a different rate for horses versus cows?
No, actually, there's not a premium charge for any of your large animals. It's just a limit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just limit you.
Is that the same? Yeah. Like if you had 5 acres, you could have 5 horses?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And some of my clients have a couple of horses and a cow, maybe a couple of goats, et cetera. And they also have chickens. So again, just it can't be commercial use. You can't be selling the eggs. You have to eat the eggs yourself. You know, you can't be doing anything like crossbreeding any chickens with somebody else's thing for some money or some genetic testing. None of that can be happening. It just has to be regular gentleman's farm where you consume the animal products. You ride them. You don't have anybody else on their property. But yes, American Integrity has that. So now talk to Dan about 5 acres or less. Also call Dan if it's more than 5 acres, because even though we do have a soft stop at 5 acres, we will consider more acreage than that. The only thing that we look for, if you do have more acres than that, sometimes you get out in the middle of the country and you don't have good fire protection. But if you have fire protection, I don't know if the audience is good at understanding the fire protection class rating. Talk to Dan about it, because we will write up to almost the worst one. It's a PC9. That stands for Protection Class 9. Fire departments are rated depending on how far you live from the fire station and if there's water on the property that they can use. So talk to Dan about that, because we might be an option for you if you have, 10, 20 acres. It is an exception that has to be referred to our underwriting department. And they're mostly concerned that your house is not going to burn down because your fire station can't get there. So check Dan out about the farm exposure that you might have, because American Integrity may be a good option for you.
Right. And, I want to bring up the protection class. There are 10 levels. 1 is your best, 10 is your worst. So 1 means that you have a fire department like less than a mile away. So if something were to happen from a fire standpoint, that fire truck is going to be at your house almost instantaneously. 10 means that there is no fire department location, I think, within 10 miles of your residence.
It's actually 7.
7. Okay.
Anything more than 7 miles and you're in a 10, you're in a PC10.
Right. So that means that, think about it, that 7 mile that in a 7 mile radius around your property, there's no fire department station. There's no fire station available. So that doesn't mean that they won't get to you in the event of a fire. It just means they're coming from 7 miles away or more, and it could take a while before they get there, which means there's a greater chance that the fire spreads, does more damage. And so, of course, the insurance company says, well, that's a problem. And so they don't want to write it.
Yeah, check with Dan, though, because I thank you very much for explaining that. But sometimes there's volunteer fire department and you might not know that they're within, the distance. There's a service that all of the insurance companies use. It's called Insurance Service Organization. And that's the company that sets and establishes and reviews fire stations. And so there may be, and they all do this, they may have a corresponding fire department that's really close by. Even though they might not be your primary fire station, they still respond. So check with Dan. the codes that we buy from insurance service organization that sets the protection class for fire, they get updated monthly. And so just check with Dan to see if they, if you, even if you don't know that there's a fire station within 5 to 7 miles from your house, there may be a fire protection assigned to your house that's within that time, within that distance. And so don't give up. You know, check with Dan and he'll run the numbers for you and see what it comes out to be with American Integrity.
Well, that's true, because I did write a homeowner's policy not too long ago. It initially came up as a 10 and was being declined. All I did was reach out to the underwriter and say, well, hey, I don't think that your information is up to date, because Google is telling me something else. And sure enough, all they had to do was go in and verify that, yes, there was a fire department within 7 miles of the home. And all of a sudden, the protection class, they were able to manually change the protection class because we were able to provide that proof.
Right. So, yeah, that changes it from a 10 to a 9 when you're within 7 miles. So, yeah, just check. Normally, the homeowner doesn't know this much detail, and there's no way that you could find that out. That's why please check with your insurance professional, Dan, and he'll be able to run that through, find out what the protection class is, and be able to, he might be able to help you out with that and with the farm exposure that you have.
Yep. And so, and you know, I know I get a lot of people that call me up and they say, well, you know, I have beehives on my, I have 5 acres and I have beehives.
Yeah, that would be the same thing. 5 acres. I've never actually had a beehive come to me, but I can't see why that would be a problem. Just, you know, check with underwriting. But yeah, absolutely. I want to save the bees. I think that's going to become more popular nowadays because we all want to eat, and the bees are right. Very crucial. So yeah, check with. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now, would that be under a business heading though?
So that's what we would have to check. So if they are just being altruistic, you know, they don't sell any honey, or maybe they just eat their own honey, and they want to just be, you know, good citizens and allow the bee population to replenish, et cetera, that would be an exposure that we could do. But if they start selling the honey, then
it becomes a business.
It becomes a business, and American Integrity could not write that. Thanks, AG. Okay. AJ.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
All right, and then the other thing that you guys do is trampolines. A lot of insurance companies do not like trampolines on the property.
They just tell you no. Yeah,
they just tell you no. Either get rid of the trampoline or we're declining the coverage.
Go somewhere else.
Or
yeah.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah, well, you can come to American Integrity because we will write the homeowner policy even if you have a trampoline in the back. We do require a fence around the property, though. It's called an attractive nuisance. So you got the other little kids in the neighborhood who are 10 years old, and they just see the trampoline there. If there's no fence, they're going to go and jump on the trampoline, you know, and you got some other kid on your trampoline, you know, falling off and breaking his arm, et cetera. So we want a fence around the property. Please also know this, and, you know, just verify this with Dan also, but American Integrity, we will write the homeowner policy, but we are not providing any coverage for injuries as a result of that trampoline. So there's a big understanding that I want to make sure that you understand. We are not covering the injuries that happen on the trampoline, but we will write the homeowner policy on the house where you own a trampoline.
All right, and we have music, and I heard you, and I saw 1 minute, or a little less now probably. So
we're counting it down.
Okay. All right. So if you need to reach me, Dan, the insurance man, off the air, you want to do that at 904-730-3900. Or you can go to the website healthinsurancethomas.com, and you can either use the online chat feature, which is a great way to get a hold of me during the day, because I can multitask while I'm talking to somebody on the phone. I can chat with you at the same time. And or you can just go to the contact us page on the website and click